Yeah, this is my second time coming to Petersburg. I was here last fall for the Rainforest Festival, taught some adult workshops and kid workshops, had a great time, and was invited back to teach art in the schools as an artist in residence.
And I think you've just kind of wrapped that up for the week at the Stedman Elementary School. What was that like?
Great. I love working with kids, inspiring them to pay attention to nature through drawing. And then our journals also include writing and even some numbers. So we do some exploring around the school on the nature trail, and they use their nature journal to choose their subject and then take on a certain challenge or activity of the day.
Sounds very fun. And things are sprouting everywhere in the natural world right now. Springtime, Southeast Alaska, skunk cabbage, salmonberry blossoms. What did you and the kids get excited about this week?
Yeah, skunk cabbage was definitely a popular item. It's really bright and strange looking. So we have a lot of nature journal pages that have skunk cabbage, salmonberry flowers, deer heart, fiddlehead ferns. And then it's always neat to see what inspires kids, you know, the moss and the lichens growing on the rock or the needles, spruce and pine cones. They find everything fascinating.
You have a couple classes this coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Can you tell a little bit about that and what will be involved?
Sure. So as part of the Rainforest Festival, they're doing workshops that are spread out throughout the seasons now. So on Saturday, we're doing coastal landscapes in the morning, and on Sunday, we're going to be looking at intertidal life.
Okay, landscape pitos, I think you titled it. And I'm guessing the idea is to shrink down the vastness of Alaska and zoom in and focus on something. Is that right?
Yeah, so we are fortunate enough to have incredible landscape scenes here, and it can be, you know, confusing to try to take that all in. So this workshop will focus on how you can quickly capture a landscape scene in a small sketch in a journal. And I've called it Scribblescapes because I use a really loose scribbly technique that's very fluid and easy and approachable. So these workshops are especially designed for beginners. So if you are intrigued about keeping a journal and doing some nature art, come down and I'll give you some really good pointers to get you started.
Okay, things you need, just a sketchbook and a pencil and that kind of thing?
Yeah, if you have your own materials that inspire you, bring those, but I will also have basic supplies on hand.
Kind of, I'm intrigued by your bio and how you came to the art world in Alaska. You've been your fisheries observer. You've gone on some amazing, incredible journeys in Alaska. And then art kind of made its way into your world, right? Am I getting it right?
Yeah, pretty much. I moved to Alaska from Washington State, a very rainforesty place, so I feel like that's my natural habitat. I studied biology in college, and then I got really into environmental education and came up to Alaska to work as an environmental educator, got into guiding, specifically kayak guiding, and I've done some other sort of tech jobs. You mentioned fisheries observing. And I also do, with my partner, a lot of really long-distance wilderness expeditions. So I've always loved to draw and make art, and I've always loved nature. And over the years, I've sort of merged all of these disciplines, and I have found that being an artist is a great way to have access to really neat experiences that get me out in rural communities across the state, working with kids, teaching adults, and having an immersive experience.
I'm just recording everything you've seen because it is pretty overwhelming at times, isn't it? I mean, I think so.
Yeah, there's always something new to find and discover. So I see keeping a nature journal as part of a lifelong learning experience. And more than a finished product or like a masterpiece of art, it's about an exploration. So it's very process-based. And by slowing down and focusing attention and asking questions, paying attention to detail, you're able to really facilitate a learning experience that is infinite in nature.
Beyond Petersburg, do you have any big projects coming up this year?
I'm really excited about this summer because I've been accepted to do a Voices of the Wilderness artist residency through Fish and Wildlife Service, going on the research vessel Tekla to the Western Aleutian Islands.
Oh, wow.
So I'll fly to ADAC in June, and then we'll embark and go even farther west than that to see some really cool seabird rookeries and just an extremely remote place in Alaska. So this teaching artist residency was made possible through Partners in Education and the Alaska State Council on the Arts. So I would just like to thank all of those that support arts and education, and of course, all of the teachers, staff, and students of Stedman Elementary.